Hi guys, my name's Ava.
And I'm Sequoia.
And today on our fourth episode of That's a Wrap, we are discussing the five most iconic teen slasher films. Disclaimer, this podcast does have big spoilers for each film, so if you haven't seen Scream, All the Boys Love Mandy Lane, My Bloody Valentine, or Carrie, listen at your own risk. So hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
So today we are kind of jumping in to slasher films. Now, if you don't know what slasher films are, they're those teeny bopper kind of jokey, the man in the woods with a knife coming to kill everyone, Jason type serial killer-esque people. Yeah, Freddy. Yeah, because he's in your dreams. It's like the teenagers getting back into their cars but not having their keys kind of thing. So the top five movies that we chose were Scream, Carrie, All the Boys Love Mandy Lane, and My Bloody Valentine, which are all located on Netflix. If you want to, after this podcast, go listen to those or watch those movies. So, the first one we have here is All the Boys Love Mandy Lane. All the Boys Love Mandy Lane is, like, a 2006 movie. So, it's a group of high school kids, and they're on, like, a small vacation to, like, a ranch house. Now, like, in this movie, like, they're all, like, in love with this girl.
That's stupid.
They're all, like, in love with her. Like, she's, like, the prettiest thing at their school, and they're just like, whoa. And so, she's, like, a true beauty. And basically, they get out there, and slowly, people in their group start dying in, like, really, really bad ways. Like, this one girl gets, like, a shotgun shoved down her throat and then, like, hit into her head. Like, I feel bad for her. Like, one girl gets, like, stabbed. It's, like, it's really, really gruesome. So, if you're not into gore,
don't
watch the movie.
Not for you.
But it has a good ending, don't you think?
Yeah.
So, in the very end, you realize, da-da-da-da-da, it was Mandy.
And, like, the look on the girl's face, she's just like...
Because Mandy kills one of the girls and, like, uses her other friend to, like, slowly be killing off all of these mean, popular kids. And you're just kind of like, what? Like, it's just kind of crazy. And... I mean, it's like, you can literally watch that movie, like, once a week, and you're never like, oh, it won't be Mandy, oh, it won't be Mandy, oh, poor Mandy, and then you're like, oh my god, this little innocent girl has killed so many people. okay, so for our next movie, we have Scream. Yeah, Scream's pretty good. So, Scream is a 96 film. It was the first movie in, like, I think there was, like, five of them?
Yeah, I think there's five.
There's way too many of them. So, you start off with that iconic line of, what's your favorite scary movie?
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, Drew Barrymore, and she's like, oh, no, I'm just making popcorn. Do you like her character?
No.
Why?
I just never like her characters. Like, I don't know.
It's Do you just like not like her as an actress?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just weird. I don't
know. Interesting. So, to my opinion, she's a little too like, oh no, he's gonna kill me. Like, they made like a fake scary movie, and it's like based off of Scream, and it's so funny because like in the little fake version, she's like, are you gonna kill me? Like, I mean, like, it doesn't really feel real, too, until, like, you see her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think about that movie? Like, what do you think about the ending of that movie?
I think, like, all the deaths are funny.
You
like,
think they're funny?
I know that's, like, bad to say, but, like, you can't help but laugh when you're, like, you should have seen that coming. Like,
don't be in a locker room by yourself. Yeah. Like, just things like that. Especially, like, when he's, like, talking about, like, the horror movie, like, rules when they're all sitting down. And he's like, don't do this, 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 and this. And then, like, four of them proceed to do those things. And then they all die. It's like they literally talk about what you're not supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And then they go and do
But them. I feel like that's, like, all of the, like, slasher movies.
Yeah.
Not even, like, not, like, the old ones, but, like, yeah. any of them that they've made, like.
Do you think they all, like, follow those rules?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I also think that you, like, really trust all of the characters. So you're like, oh, it has to be, like, someone from the outside. And yeah. you never really expect it to be, like, someone from the group. But, of course, it has to be someone from the group. Because it's, like, it gives you someone to, like, think that it is. And it, like, gives you some mystery. But you're always like, no, it would never be them. And then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, like, so did you like the ending? Why?
I don't know. Like, I don't really remember half of the ending. I remember, like...
So it ends up being the two boys. Yeah. Like, her two friends. Like, her boyfriend.
And then, like, they're playing on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So, in the end, he's like, okay, well, we have to make it look like one of us... Like, that we're hurt. Like, mm-hmm. that she was the person all along. So they start stabbing each other.
And then he actually ends up...
And then he, like, one of them is like, no... ow, too deep, you hurt me. And so then it's just like her boyfriend left, and then she like gets away because of that, and then the reporter shoots him in the head. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like she gets away and she gets away, and she's like, at some point in the movie you're like, can someone just kill her? Like, I don't care that she's the final yeah. girl. Like, she can die. Like, I don't know. I didn't really enjoy that ending. I thought it was a great plot twist. Wasn't expecting it, but...
I think one of the Scream movies that had, like, the best ending was probably the fourth one. With, and it's, like, her niece or something. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like
yeah,
that
yeah,
had
yeah.
the best one.
No, isn't that the one where it's like she gets away with it? Like she thinks she gets away with it too, mm-hmm. and then she wakes up in the hospital and they like, realize that it's her. Yeah, yeah that movie.
That's the best one
too. That movie's trippy. Yeah. Whoa, yeah. I actually really like the ending of that one because that one has like a. It's not just her too.
Yeah.
It's like another person too. And they get, like, lured to that house. So it's, like, old generation of the first Scream survivors mixed with yeah. the new generation of teens. And I thought that was a good little mix. Mm-hmm. Okay, so our next movie is Carrie. I love Carrie. How do you feel about Carrie?
I love Carrie. Because, like, at first you think, like, oh, Carrie's just so innocent. And her mom is just, like, retarded. Well, not retarded, but, you know, like, crazy.
You think that she's just, like, this crazy Christian lady. Yeah. And, like, typically, like, you know, being crazy Christian isn't bad. But she, like, takes things to the next yeah. level. And you don't really understand why she's like that.
Like, the room full of crosses? That's creepy. No.
No?
No.
No? No. Why do you think it's so creepy?
Because, like... Who wants to get locked in a room with crosses just all around them?
It's like, well, it's clear that she thinks that her daughter is otherworldly, yeah. and it turns out
she
to be true.
She's a demon. I mean, well, yeah, but...
She's not a demon. She just is special. I just feel bad, because, like, what if that happened to you when you were in high school?
I know.
Like, especially with her thing with her period, when she gets her period mm-hmm. for the first time.
That was hilarious to me.
You thought it was funny?
Yes.
That would... Okay, so if you haven't seen the movie, she gets her period for the first time in her gym class. And as she's taking a shower, she thinks that she's dying because no one's ever told her about a period. She doesn't know what it is. And so she's bleeding, and they all, like, throw tampons at her and are so mean to her. I can't believe you think that's funny.
Well, I don't think the throwing tampons thing is funny. I think, like, when she's in the shower and she's like, I'm dying. That is hilarious.
Well, yeah, I think, okay, that can be funny, but once the bullying sets in, it's just mm-hmm. like, come on, guys. So... The prom scene. Can we just talk about that? So I like the new one because of all of its stuff, but yeah. the old, like, all of, like, its new, like, film stuff with, like, the way it all happens and the CGI mixed into it, and, mm. you know, it just kind of, like, gives it a visual oomph. But the old one...
The old one is...
The old one hits different.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have all that stuff, and it was just, like, it's just serious. Like, you can feel, like, ooh... So
the music just made it worse.
Oh, the music, the what, for the new one or the old one?
The old one.
No, the old one, you're like, ah, yeah. like, is she gonna come kill me next? Because if you haven't seen the movie as well, Carrie she gets played a trick on at her senior prom.
Yeah.
She gets asked to the prom, even though no one likes her, by this boy. She spends, like, months making her dress because her mom won't buy her one.
But, like, it wasn't the boy who, like, set her up. It was...
the mean girls. Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, the mean girls, like, convince one of their boyfriends to ask her to the prom. Mm-hmm. And so... yeah, so she, like, gets all pretty, and you're like, wow, like, she's just so pure and innocent, and, like, she looks beautiful, and then they go to the prom, and these, like, three set of mean girls have decided to, they're gonna all fake it and, like, elect her prom queen, and then right as she goes up with her crown and her flowers, boom, covered in pig's blood, and that's when Carrie loses her marbles.
Yep.
It's, like, her last straw. Do you want to talk about what happens?
So, what she does is she, like, okay, she's telekinetic, so she locks the doors, like, the gym doors, so no one can get out.
Because their prom is in the gym, yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, as people are trying to get out, she's just going around killing everyone.
Yeah.
And, like, I think... it's, like, the counselor that she saves, or, like, she doesn't kill.
She tries to save her, but, like, she's too, like, freaked out. Mm-hmm. And so, like, she, like, sees her, and she's like, oh, my God, Carrie, like, we're so sorry, like, stop this. And she, like, but she's too busy and too mad killing other people that the other lady, like, doesn't she, like, hit a window or something and die?
I don't think she dies at the end.
Maybe she, like, gets really hurt, and so you think she's dead, which makes Carrie even more angry.
Yeah.
But, like, she's slinging people around, people's heads are exploding, people are, like, going crazy, and no one can get out. And then, like, you see her, like, lock in on the mean girls that you know that all just happened to. Mm-hmm. And she just, like, brutally murders them.
The funniest one is, like, when she's in the car, and...
she's, like, trying to unlock her car, like, as fast as she can, but she, like, drops her keys. If you ever drop your keys in a horror movie, why don't you just start running? Why would you bend down and pick them up? Because, like, the minute you come up, it's, like, the minute, it's, like, your reflection, dead. Like, it's, like, yeah.
I think what scared me the most in that movie is, like, her eyes. They were always, like, huge.
Yeah, her, I don't know what how they did that. I guess they must have given her contacts. But her pupils are always just, like, so large. And her eyes themselves are just, like, huge. So it just, like, adds to her just, like, what is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. And then she comes home covered in the blood. And her mom goes crazy.
That's the best part.
Really?
Yeah, when she kills her mom.
Why do you think it's the best part?
Because, like, all of the crosses that were in... the, like, the room.
Like, the scary room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're turned.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, the...
Antichrist. Devil. Yeah.
And then she gets all these knives, and they just fly into her mom, like...
like, and her mom's, like, trying to kill her. Like, mm-hmm. it's not like her mom is just, like, sitting on the couch, you know, knitting, watching the Cosby Show. No, 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 no.
They're actually, like, fighting to kill each other.
They're, like, fighting, and the mom has gotten some stabs in. Carrie's not doing so hot. And so she just, like, clicks back on her little powers. The crosses turn into hate, what is it, like, Antichrist.
Yeah.
And they, all of the knives, and when I say all of the knives, like, the butter knives and all go into this lady's back. And you're just kind of like, what?
And she's, like, pinned up on the wall.
Well, yeah. Like, it's not like she's just, like, on the stairs, too, like, dead.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, pinned to her wall.
And then, I think, like, she gets so mad, like, the house starts crumbling.
Yeah, no, the house, like, breaks completely. And so, and then it ends with her just, like, walking down a street, like, throwing cars and, like, denting, like, everything. And, like, you, like, look back and, like, the school's on fire and she's just, like, bloody and you're just, like, whoa, what the heck just happened? That movie.
I love that movie.
Whew, you want to sleep, you like that movie. I mean, dang. Okay, so our next one is I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I just love, what's her name? Jennifer Love Hewitt. I
think you love her?
Yeah. I don't know, like, it was just from some show on Lifetime about, like, the ghost. Like, ever since then, like, I just loved her.
She's just, she just seems like a ditz of a person.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with that.
So, I Know What You Did Last Summer is another slasher classic. So it starts off with them accidentally killing this man coming home drunk from a party. And they don't mean to kill him. He walks in front of their car while they're driving. But instead of, you know, calling the police,
they just
reporting
like,
what police. Happens. No, they take, remember they take him with, they take them him with them and then they put him in the
oh,
ocean.
Yeah.
They like drive down to a port and put, like sink his body.
To me that was stupid.
But they keep his wallet, which I thought was so weird. But they're like, so we can't identify him. But like, if the police found that
they
in your house.
They could still identify him.
Yeah, it's like dental, your fingertips, come on, sweetie. Like, that's not how that works. And he has a tattoo, so that's distinguishable marks. So, they dump his body into the ocean, and they swear not to tell anybody, but and then it's, like, flashback to a year later, it's, like, they're all coming home from, like, their spring break of their first year in college, or maybe it's, like, their first summer home from college, and so the main girl comes back, and, you know, she's, like, once again getting these threatening messages that say, you know, I know what you did last summer, and so you're, like, whoa.
Yeah. Because they're like, who told, like, we swore.
Yeah. So, slowly, they go, the main girl goes and tracks down everybody else. And they find that one of them is dead. And then, slowly, they start dying. And weird stuff starts happening to this girl. Like, do you remember when her trunk of her car is filled with crabs?
Yes.
And you're like, what?
Why?
And then, like, she literally gets back in her car and then opens the trunk one more time and it's gone.
But maybe... I'm thinking, like, because they dumped him in the ocean.
Well, yeah, that's
maybe
what it's...
Maybe that has something to do with that.
Well, no, that's what it had to do
yeah,
with
Yeah, but I
it.
Never knew that.
Oh, my God, wait, really? Wow.
That stupid.
Not stupid. Anyway, so that happens, and then, like, she slowly uncovers that it was, like, this whole, like, thing, and then she's running away from one of her friends because she thinks he's the killer, and she gets on the boat.
Like an idiot.
Like an idiot! And this other boat... has the killer on it. The killer that they've been looking for. He fits their description perfectly, and she still gets on his boat. Like, what kind of dumb do you have to be to do that? This is why I think
even,
she's,
well,
like, a ditz.
I kind of understand that she's not supposed to know.
Yeah.
But, like, you know.
You come on now. Like, it's not that hard to realize. And so that all happens, and she, like... That just kind of makes me hate her, because she's just kind of just, like, dumb, and then she finds all these dead bodies, and you're like, oh, duh, like, that's what happened. So, you know, she gets away, they kill him, and then it's kind of just, like, happily ever after, like, all the other movies, I feel like. But then, don't they get, like, another letter?
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the movie, or, like, no, at the end of the movie, he gets pulled up out of the fishing nets of another boat, and he kills the person that catches him. Yeah,
right.
So he's not dead. You realize that it's not happily ever after. It's, like, you think it is for a second, and then it's, like, record scratch. record scratch, and then it's him, alive. After he was thrown into the ocean, when you think he's dead. So for our last and final movie, we have My Bloody Valentine, which is one of my favorites because it has the hot guy from Supernatural, who is not attractive anymore, which is so sad. I hate when age messes people up. Anyway, the film, yet another... bad small town with a history.
I just think this is dumb. Like, why are you in the mines having a party?
So, like Tagoya said, a long time ago, there's a mining accident. And the guy who I think is hot from Supernatural messes up. And the mine burns. Like, it catches on fire. I don't know how that happens, but it did. And so, but there's one survivor... and you think all the other people are dead, you find out that the one survivor killed all the other people in the mine so that he could have air to breathe until he was rescued. He's in a coma for a year, and then he wakes up suddenly and goes on a killing spree, killing 32 people. I don't even know how you get out of the hospital covered in blood without somebody noticing you. Like, the logic in this movie is kind of whack. Okay, like, it's really true. He kills so many people. So, and then, of course, he heads down back to the mines where he was, and of course, there's a party with teenagers.
Why are you having a party at the mine?
That the one survivor kid who set the mine on fire is there with his, at the time, girlfriend. And so he gets hurt. You don't really know what happens to him. And the girlfriend and this other guy get away, but all of the other teenagers are killed. And so you flash back 14 years later, back to the same mining town. The mines are closed. Well, no, the mines are reopened. But, like, and there are people working down there, and they are, like, safe now. And the, this kid comes back. The boyfriend, the guy, comes back. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, he's back now. Like, and he's gonna sell the mines, and everything's gonna be fine. Oh, no, 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 no. The original cast starts dying off. Everyone starts dying again. And you're like, gosh darn it. And you think that the sheriff the whole time, who was the other guy who gets away from the party, is the killer. And then it's down to the girl, the sheriff, who was the boy from a long time ago, and the yummy boy from Supernatural. Anyway, and then you realize that he was the yummy boy from Supernatural, has been in a mental institution for the past 7 years. He's crazy. And so that he, like, has, like, this realization where he realizes that he is the person who has been killing all of these people, because he slips up and says a detail that the girl didn't tell anybody. So they catch him, and he dies, and you're just like, what? Like, the movie ends so weird, don't you think?
Yes. The movie is weird.
And it's just so cheesy. It's like, you know, like, hands going through doors, trying to, like, get at the people, and knives, and people dying.
I think, like, some of their murders are, like, they're kind of scary, because you're just like, why did you kill them in that way?
Yeah, like, people are ripped in half. Yeah. Well, because he kills them with a pickaxe. Because he's a miner. Because he's a... I mean, like, and he cuts everybody's hearts out. That's just so strange to me. Like, what? So that concludes our last movie. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, I'm Ava.
I'm Sequoia.
And this is...